In the book world, when it comes to legal thrillers, no one is more closely associated with the genre than John Grisham. In the 1990s, he was among the best-selling, if not the best-selling, U.S. author, with 7 books racking up a total of more than 60 million copies sold. You know many of the titles: The Firm, Pelican Brief, The Client, The Rainmaker. He's written 20 books in all, but Grisham's latest work is a departure from the courtroom setting. It's titled Playing for Pizza. John Grisham joins us from our studios in New York. Welcome to Weekend Edition.
Happy to be here.
John, Playing for Pizza has nothing to do with Papa John's or Shakey's, but rather American football in Italy, a country where most people think of football as soccer. Tell us a bit about the story.
Well, there is American football in Italy. When I was researching a book called The Broker that was published, I think, in 2005, I sort of stumbled across this football league and became fascinated with these Italian guys who love to put on the pads and helmets and beat each other up once a week. The intriguing part of the story is that each team is allowed to have 3 Americans. And so I was sort of intrigued by the notion of how a kid who grows up in the U.S., how you would ever end up playing for the Parma Panthers in the Italian version of the NFL.
And the title Playing for Pizza is literally what they do. They play football, and their reward is to get fed pizza once in a while.
Yeah, the first guy I met, he was a big, tough Italian guy, wonderful fella. And he was telling me about this league and a lot of stories about American football there. And I asked him, I said, well, you know, the Americans get paid a little bit of money, not much. And I said, do the Italians get paid? He said, oh, no, we play for pizza. And that's what they play for, the beer and pizza after practice and after the games.
In the book, the team is out to win the Super Bowl. Is there really a Super Bowl contest in Italy?
On July the 14th of this year, I watched the Italian Super Bowl, my first ever Super Bowl, in the town of Reggio Emilia, which is about an hour from Parma. And the Parma Panthers played the Bergamo Lions, just like in the novel. I'd finished the book by then, and I was hoping Parma would make it to the Super Bowl. They did, and they lost in double overtime.
You know, for me, some of the most tantalizing passages in the book are about food. Parma ham, tortellini and brodo, fine wines, Parmesan cheese. That research must have been hell, huh?
It was really tough. If these restaurants, these chefs, they kind of know who you are, and if you walk in with a like a notepad and you're taking notes about their food, they keep bringing you more and more food and more wine, and they don't charge you for it. So just, you know, you walk in off the street with a notebook and introduce yourself, and the food is incredible. But also I had the in Parma, there were 3 Americans there, all young men from who played college football here, including the coach. And they took me to the restaurants and the good places around Parma. It was tough research.
So the food there, that was nonfiction, in fact.
All legitimate. And I wrote so much about the food and the wine that I knew when the book arrived at Doubleday that my editor there would say, this is great, but you got to take out some of the food, and which happened with The Broker, and happens a lot of time because I enjoy writing about food.
What was the reaction among the football players there when they learned that an American had come to write a story about football in Italy?
Pretty curious. I told the coach up front what I was doing, and I was not going to embarrass anybody. When I arrived, they were guarded at first. But as the weeks have gone by and the book is about to be published over there, I think they're genuinely excited about the fact that they're about to get a lot of attention because of the book.
I'm curious, too, what they think about American football played in America.
They follow the game. Believe it or not, I was surprised at the amount of English that is spoken. The coaches are all Americans. Virtually every Italian, and there are probably 40 of them on the team, some are fluent in English. The plays are called in English in the huddle. Sometimes one of the other players who's fluent would translate quickly, and sometimes they would not. But they love the sport. Their equipment and gear is first rate, and they're very content with playing the game for the love of it and for the pizza.
Author John Grisham, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.